Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com. Time for our weekly conversation with Bills head coach Doug Marrone as the Bills get set to host the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs here at Ralph Wilson Stadium on Sunday. And, Coach, I know it's been a trying week for you to kind of navigate your way through the quarterback situation. How much of a challenge was it for you and your offensive coaches to kind of map out the practice week, decide on reps, things like that?
Oh, it was a great challenge, especially when you start the game planning situation. So, you know, we're fortunate that a lot of the quarterbacks can do some of the same things. So, you know, we're able to put the game plan together and then really just waiting to see, you know, if that is healthy. That's the main thing that we're looking at. And then really seeing who's the best available quarterback for us that can help us win.
What is the message to the other 10 guys on offense when you have – somewhat of a jumbled situation at quarterback, because those guys have to adjust too?
Well, yeah, they do, you know, with the snap count. But, you know, as far as the receivers, we've always done a good job of individual making sure that our quarterbacks work with all of our receivers. So that's not a big issue. And then really just the snap count, you know, getting used to the quarterback and their snap counts. But really what we try to do is during the week with the game plan is just have those other 10 players focus in on their job.
Looking at the Chiefs, almost 40% of their offense goes through Jamaal Charles. Does that make them easier to defend when there's a focal point in the offense like that?
Well, you know, it's one of those things you got to be careful because they can get big plays going the other way. But, again, you know, you have to get a lot of players around him. I think he does a great job, obviously, out of the backfield receiving. He's leading them in receiving, and he's a great runner, and he's explosive. So, you know, you're going to have to make sure that when he's on the field, you know, you're going to have to have a lot of people around him.
The Chiefs have a lot of impressive numbers on the defensive side of the ball. I'm sure you're aware of all of them because I know you're a numbers guy. But only 10 red zone possessions for their opponents, and I think they've only let – their opponents score 3 touchdowns on those 10 red zone possessions. How are they being so effective, not only keeping them out of the end zone, but they're not even letting them crack their own 20-yard?
No, I mean, obviously, they lead the league in sacks, so they're getting teams in tough situations. And, you know, in early on downs, they're really defending the run well. You know, they're putting a lot of guys up there and doing a good job. So, you know, you got to make decisions early on. It's very difficult to run on first down, but, you know, then again, you don't want to throw it vertically down the field all the time because now it's second and 10, and then, you know, those start to get to be tough calls. So they're doing a good job. I mean, they're really playing well up front. They're putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Not many people are running the ball on them. They have a lot of people up in the box, and, you know, they're playing good football. And the thing about it, to beat them, you're going to have to make plays.
And then finally, I know C.J. Spiller's looking good this week. You said you feel good about him coming back. The question is, you know, 1 week off, we hear high ankle sprain. We think, oh, man, that's going to be a long one. But then he gets 1 week off. Was he like a new man this week? Is he 100% or close to it, or maybe as close as he's been? Where kind of, just so the fans can kind of have a good idea as to what to expect from him on Sunday.
Well, I think the first thing, you know, it's natural when people, you know, say high ankle sprain. You know, people think 4 to 6 weeks or 4 weeks, and people hear hamstring. You know, 3 to 6 or 4 to 6 or 6 to 8. You know, and I think what people have to understand is there are grades for each of those. So, you know, he really had a mild as it can be, you know, high ankle sprain, but it was just kind of this one annoying spot, you know, that was giving him a problem on cutting. So the 1 week was enough time. And the reason why I say that is because of the way he's been practicing. So, you know, he's gone out there and has done a good job as far as he's able to cut. Now, if he gets, you know, if someone hits it or, you know, does that, you know, could it get hurt again or re-injure it? You know, there's always that possibility with any player coming back. But he's looked good this week, and him coming back helps us because he's one of those players that can make a big play.
All right, Coach, good luck handing the Chiefs their first loss this week.
Great. Thank you, Chris.
All right, that's head coach Doug Marrone here on BuffaloBills.com.